This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so we're up to Simon Ches, Halacha Tes, Sif Tes. Kaidim Shivarech, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kaidim Shivarech, before a person makes a bracha on his talis, Ye'ayin b'chutei hatzitzis imhem kasherim. You should check the strings of the tzitzis to check that they're kosher. Kadei shele yivarech levatola, you shouldn't make a bracha levatola, because if the strings, if the chutim are not kosher, then either his talis or his talis kotim, talis gadol, either one, it would be a bracha levatola, says the Mishnah Berurah. In Siv Kotzin Chof, Ya'ayin, Mashma medivrei habach, Eli Rabbah, the implication, the inference from the Bach and Eli Rabbah is, the gam b'shabbos yesh livdei katalis, that even on Shabbos you should check your talis, even though, of course, there is a prohibition, there is an issa of kosher and matir, of untying and tying things. Nonetheless, the implication is that one should even check on Shabbos and ayin simen yud gimel, the bear halacha in over there. Now in Deuteronomy 24, he says the following: Kosav, Shehaolam einim nisharim bezeh. We are not zahir in this, and we don't check on Shabbos. Or bear halacha sham, and the bear halacha over there says she'afal pi shetzarech livdei katzitzis b'Shabbos mikol makom mehanochen shebe'erev Shabbos yid b'katalis be'is hanochosa batik. It's better to do it on erev Shabbos when you put your talis away and ready for Shabbos, you put it in the box or in your bag, then you should check it then. Because if you check it on Erev Shabbos, you won't need to check it again on Shabbos. The Shom Hebeinu, and over there we brought, what if you've got a special Shabbos talis, and you're not using the same one on Friday that you're going to use on Shabbos, that you can check after you've used it on Friday. What you should do is, on Motzei Shabbos, when you're folding up your talis and you put it away, just check then that all the strings are in place, everything's okay, and that way you know that it's okay for next Shabbos. What about a blind person? Does he have to check? He can't see. So the halacha says, he unfortunately cannot see with his eyes. However, he should rather, with his hands, be able to fill out eight strings and check that they haven't come unwound or whatever the problem may be. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotzin Chaf Aleph. B'chutei hatzitzis, you check the chutim of the tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, gam tzorech lebotkem lemala b'mokem nekev hatalis. Not just the ends that they're not sort of tangled, but also the beginnings, the one near the beged, you should check in atak shira, eating up to where the knot is. To shom posla afilu benifsa chut echod, because there, as Woman Shem will learn, it's more serious, and if there is a snapped string, if it's further down towards the beggar, it gets a little bit more serious. So you've got to check the whole thing, because you might make a bracha levatola, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kotzin Chaf Beis. Af agav belav hoch yesh chashash isur. Even without the bracha levatola, there is an issa over there. What? Sheyil bash beged shel arba kamfas b'lo sitzis. Because if your sitzis are posel, you're going to be wearing a four-cornered garment which does not have kosher sitzis on them. Mikol makom mukmineh chaskosi shei kosher. But the Shulchan Aruch is worried more about the bracha levatola than the actual psulim of tzitzis, because there is a chazaka that tzitzis a kosher, that isn't the concern. Rak mishum chaymer de lo tzitzis yishayish ha-bracha levatola, but because of the strictness, the stringency of saying the Hashem's name in vain, which is lo tzitzis, which is said, of course, in the bracha levatola, hichmir lebotkei, Chazal were strict that one should check for tzitzis before wearing them. Well, if he's there, misha loivish kama begodin, therefore, if someone for whatever reason is wearing several pairs of tzitzis, he only has to check one, because if he's got one kosher pair, then his bracha is okay, given the bracha achas to kulam, because one bracha for one will suffice for all. Avol achronim kos with the tzorech libdei kulam. The achronim say one should check all of them, because we're not somech on the chazaka that your tzitzis are kosher. In a situation where it's yochel levar, where you're able to ascertain and to check if they're kosher or not. V'gam the chazaka gruhi, and furthermore, it's not such a strong chazaka. The asui in the hachut in the posse, because strings do break. V'lochein tzorech livdek b'chol yoyim b'boki shleshon. Therefore, you should check every single morning when you put on your tzitzis. V'or, or your talis. V'or zav she'esirin v'siach b'aytanem. And therefore, even if you take them off for a little bit, af the tzorich brocha kashachid. Even in a situation where you need to make a new bracha when you put it back on, afin hake ein tzorich lachzor v'didtik, you don't need to go check again in a situation like that. Bezman muot kazeh in rogel leposik v'samchin lachazok. In a short time when you've taken it off and you put it on a few hours later, whatever it is, for that short period of time, we're not choshesh that perhaps the strings have broken. And even if you're getting up in the morning, you're putting your sits on, you're putting your talus on, if through checking you will be you'll miss tefillah b'tzibur, or you get an aliyah, you can rely on the chazaka, you can just put it on without doing a bedika, checking the strings. So long as you know that yesterday they were okay. But it's good just to have a quick look to see that everything's okay. If you borrow a talis from somebody else, to get an aliyah, that you borrow a talis for an aliyah, you do not make a bracha on it. Then you won't need to make a bracha. Sorry, you won't need to check it at all. In bother katalis. If you've checked the talis once you've taken it off, and you put it in your talis bag, when you've taken it off and you check it then, and then you put it in your talis bag, the next day you don't need to check, because what could happen? Halacha Yud says the Shulchan Aruch, in loyvesh talis cotton ba'icha in yod of nikias, if a person puts on a talis cotton, which is we call the tzitzis, which you wear under your shirt, in loyvish talis cotton, whilst your hands are not knocky, they're not clean, you'll b'shenu b'lo brocha. You should put it on, but you don't make a brocha because your hands aren't clean. And then, when you washed your hands, you mashmish b'tzitzis. You sort of play around, move around the tzitzis. You vorei cholav, and then you make the brocha. Oi, because you'll b'sh talis acher, when you wear another talis, i.e., you go to shul and you've got your tzitzis on underneath your shirt, but then you're wearing a talis. You're making a bracha on the talis. You can make a bracha on the talis and that have in mind to be pata, to be yotza, your mitzvah of talis, the bracha on the talis cotton. And in that situation, because you're making the bracha on the talis gadol or on the second pair of tzitzis, you don't need to be mamashmish to move around the tzitzis of the first one that you didn't make the bracha on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mamashmish b'tzitzis, to b'zei choshev katzas kilo loiv she'oz. Because that's a little bit as if you're wearing it now, and therefore you're making the bracha, and you're sort of now wearing the tzitzis. But afagav the kaimel b'chol mitzvus to tzarech l'varech over lasiyosim mamish. Even though we have a rule that you have to make the bracha over lasiyosim, which we discussed, that you make the bracha then you put on the tzitzis. However, hochashani here is different. Mishum dakati gavra lechazi, because you were not able to do it; your hands were not clean, and then therefore you couldn't make the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah Dirshu note number 29 says. What happens if you put the tzitzit on, your talis cotton, in a place where you cannot make a bracha? For example, you're getting dressed in a bathroom or in a place where you can't make a bracha. You put it on there. And when you come out and you get to a place where you can make a bracha, then you move around the tzitzis and then you make the bracha. Carrying on the Mishnah Berurah, the Sifkot and Chafdalet, v'yichav and niftar, v'hochi noig b'zmanenu. And this is the common practice nowadays, that a person puts on a talis, he's already put on the talis cotton, he only makes the bracha on the talis gadol. L'vorech al talis gadol, l'chav and niftar b'zeh talis cotton. And he has in mind to fulfill, to discharge his bracha on the talis cotton. Says the Mishnah Berurah note 30, Dershon note 30, what about a person who says to himself, you know, I won't necessarily, I might forget to have in mind when I put on my talus, to have in mind to be yotza, to be moitzi the bracha of the bracha on the talus cotton. What should he do? So Kosov, he brings the Ishla Abraham, and sheyochum legalis daitoi, pamachas avu kol yomov. Amazing. That you can be megaladas, you can express clearly that whenever you make the bracha on the talis gadol, yifter pekach gamis talis cotton, that should exempt the bracha on the talis cotton. You do that once in your life, you express it once, then you don't have to worry about forgetting. It brings just an interestingly from the name of the Ben Ish Chai, for those who say the shem yichud before they put on the talis, He says, "Toiv sheyargin atzmo lahosif knusach shoyme v'harini mechaven nifter bebracha zu gam hatalis katan shalai." You should add that to the Yirotzin, to the Shem Yichud, that you actually express it every single day. But according to the Eish Avram, as we said above, one time will catch all the times for the rest of your life. Continuing the Mishnah Berurah, I'm in line into Sivkot and Chafalot. V'hochi odiv tvei mimashinagin ezan oshim. That is preferable, i.e., to make the brach on the talis gadol and have in mind the talis cotton. That is preferable. V'hochi odiv tvei mimashinagin ezan oshim, that some people do, shemavarchan al talis cotton, that they make a brach on the talis cotton. But tekev mavarchan al talis gadol, and then very soon afterwards they make a brach on the talis gadol. Shegomim brach shein tzricha. That is a brach which is unnecessary, because if you're making a brach and then a minute or two later you're making on the talis gadol, it's ein tzricha. But the afidim yafsik is man meruba bein talis cotton and gadol. Even if there's quite a big gap in time between putting on your talis cotton and your talis gadol, kama pa'amim ein roi levarichalov. Some many times that there sometimes there'll be situations where it's not appropriate to make a brach on it. The ein pasuch ruba for halachic reasons you can't make a brach on this pair of tzitzis. For example, it's not open sufficient. It's too small. You slept in it at night. So we're going to come to all these situations in this Hashem. But therefore, if you, it's better, seemingly, to make the bracha on the talis cotton or gadol, and that discharges your chiyuv of a bracha on the talis cotton. Okay. It says halacha yud aleph. Ikka mitzvas talis cotton. The Ikka mitzvah of a talis cotton, of a talis, the tzitzis that we wear, talis cotton, is to wear it al begadov. Kadesh tomid yireyu v'yiskar mitzvahs, you will constantly remember it and remember the mitzvahs. Now, this is a big discussion. Do you wear your tzitzis over your clothes, over your shirt, or under your shirt? And furthermore, do you wear your tzitzis in or out? This is a big discussion. So, let's take a look at. Let's take a look. I'm going to just getting up on my on tshuva of the Abia Omer, which I'll read in a second. The halacha chaf hei in Mishnah Berurah al begadov, the ksavim issa, that even though the mechaba says clearly, the Shulchan Aruch says that the ikka mitzvah of your tzitzis of your talis cotton should be over the shirt. However, he says ksavim, which I think means in Kabbalistic writings in Kabbalim, that is brought the talis cotton tachas begadov. The talis should be underneath your clothes, underneath your shirt. But even though the talis cotton, the beged, should be under your shirt, but the tzitzis should be out. And not like those people who put them in the corner of the beged. And that means there's in the tzitzis, there's a four-cornered garment. The actual strings, the tzitzis themselves, even though some people tuck them into the little pockets in the corners of the beged, he says, the Magen Avraham says, the tzitzis should actually be out. But those Jews who are walking in the streets amongst non-Jewish people, it's sufficient for those people. They're not, they're, for whatever reason, they're embarrassed or it's not appropriate or it's dangerous to wear the tzitzis out. They should tuck the tzitzis into the corners of the baguette. And at least for the time of the bracha, that they should be out and exposed, at least for the time it takes to walk the aladamas, only a few seconds. Yirehu. Says the Mechaba, because you should see them. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, they should be out over the beged so you see them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, some very strong words here, that for those people who put their tzitzis underneath their clothes, inside their trousers, not only are they overlooking what it's written, because they're not visible, they can't be seen, they're disgracing the mitzvahs of Hashem because they're just taking their tzitzis and then putting them inside their trousers. And they will have to give a judgment on this. And that which they say, listen, they're walking amongst non-Jewish people. Okay, so don't put them out, but put them inside, but just put them in the corner of the beged so they're not hanging loose and touching the legs, which are parts of the body which are normally covered. Says the Mishnah Berurah that if a person would have received a gift from a human king, where the name of the king is actually engraved on the gift, wouldn't you be proud to wear it in front of other people? And how much more so with tzitzis, because they actually hint at the very name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chodol HaKamal Simich HaTorot Sifeh, we're going to say later on in this Shem. K'mod Mischavida, Kama Mischavita Odom HaNosi Shmerlop, how honored the person would be to wear them. For Omru, Chazal HaZoy B'mitzvah Sitzis Zochav Rapine Shkina, someone who is careful with the mitzvah Sitzis will merit to see the Shkina. Mashma min HaKsubim is Mashma from the writings, by Yehudim Sheishor Leis Kates, Yumutsuyonim B'mitzvah Zu, those Jews who will make it to the time of Moshiach, they are the ones who excel in the mitzvah of tzitzis. K'mod d'chziv v'bo asor anoshim mikol ha'shemis ha'goyim v'chziku b'chnaf ish yehudi v'amur chazal, al zeh kol ha'zor v'nitzah tzitzis zoyecha m'sham shenu shnei alof m'shmonim yas avodim, they'll merit to have 218 avodim, etc. So, a very important, powerful chizuk regarding wearing your tzitzis and the importance of looking at tzitzis. Now, let me just mention to you the yechavadat, because so far we've said, the Shulchan Aruch says, the minig is to wear the tzitzis over your bagodim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Magen Avraham says it should be in the Alpi Kabbalah he brings that it should be underneath the shirt. And the Magen Avraham says the actual was is underneath the shirt, but the tzitzis should actually be out. Now there's an interesting Yechavadas. The Yechavadas, Ravad Yosef says, he's asked about whether you wear the tzitzis out, and he quotes from Chaim Bital, the great Makubal, Talmud of the Arizal. He said he would wear the talis cotton underneath his shirt and not out, and the tzitzis as well, because they're worried about talis cotton. For those who wear it over their shirts or they wear their tzitzis out, it's a big mistake because it's considered arrogant. It's yuhara shezehu hepech emes, which is the opposite of emes. Then he says an interesting final paragraph. Mikan tshuva l'mashikos of Mishnah Berurah. This is a refutation for what the Mishnah Berurah has written, what we just said. Lufi ha'amur ha'ha'isim kein yesh lema mashin yismoichu, but there is what to rely on, api divrei ha'poiskim ha'makubolim, because the Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't wear it out, that you should, although the Shulchan Aruch says you should wear it above, the Mishnah Berurah says that the tzitzis should be out. But he says here that api kabbalah, the tzitzis should be hidden away and should not be exposed. Mikol Makom Nira, Shebnei HaYeshivas Shelachin Ashkenazim, says Rav Avadja, an amazing line, that our brothers, the Ashkenazim, Shenoagim Loleches Betalis Kotzen, Im HaTzitzis Bachutz, who have the minhag to wear their tzitzis out, Yeshlehem Amal Yismochu, they've got what to rely on. Ve'in Lochush Bazem Mishon Yuharon, it's not considered arrogant if they wear them out. Ulam, Toiv Nochon Shebnei Yeshivas HaSfaradim, but in the Yeshiva world, in the Sfaradi Yeshiva world, Ve'edut Mizrach, Lo yishanu muminhag avoseihem, they shouldn't move, abandon from the minhag of their fathers. Shenagul aleches al pi kabbalas rabbeinu harizal, who have a masorah from the Arizal, the liel b'shul atalis cotton tachas bigdeihem, to wear their talis underneath. The gam hasitzis yimuchosim bigdeihem, and not only their talis, their beged, the talis cotton, but even the tzitzis should be hidden away. Okay, v'ashem yisbarach lo yimon atoiv v'lohochim atomiv. Okay, just one final point. There was a great Talmud Chacham, the late Diane Fisher Zatzal, here in London. And I was once speaking to him many, many years ago. And he once looked at my tzitzis. I was wearing my tzitzis out. And he said to me, you know, in Radin, he was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. In fact, on his Matzeva here in London, it says Yodov Shemesh Chofetz Chaim, even though he was an enormous Talmud Chacham and he was based in here. But his claim to fame was that his hands washed the Chofetz Chaim, and yeah, he was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. And one time he said to me, he looked at my tzitzis, he says, you know, in Radin, we didn't wear our tzitzis out. So maybe I was a bit younger, a bit more brazen. I said to him, but Dayan, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you should wear your tzitzis out. This Mishnah Berurah, you should wear your tzitzis out. So he said to me something very interesting. He said, yeah, but the Mishnah Berurah was talking about a time where you wore longer jackets and you wore your tzitzis out of your trousers, but they were hidden from view. They weren't sort of flying around so visible and so exposed. That's what he told me. But either way, be that as it may, what you see today is in Yud Aleph that the Shulchan Aruch says that you should wear the beged of the tzitzis of the talis cotton over your shirt. The Mishnah Berurah brings Alpi Kabbalah that you wear it under your shirt, and Alpi Kabbalah, and the Magen Avraham says that the tzitzis should preferably be out, or at least tucked into the corner of the beged on those little pockets there, so it shouldn't be dangling around the legs, which is a derech bizayon. However, the Rav Avadya Yosef brings that Bnei Yeshiva in the Sephardi world, they should actually follow their Kabbalistic practice, and that is even the tzitzis should be hidden from view, away and tucked in underneath your clothes. Thank you very much, Koltov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.